during the last years of his life, and John Fuang very rarely accepted invitations to go to people's houses for meals. That was a responsibility passed off to the younger monks. There was one time, though, when he was invited by one of his students, and the condition was that he didn't have to chant. She just wanted him to have a meal at her house. And so the two of us went. And instead of chanting, John Fuang said, "Any questions about the practice?" The woman's sister had been practicing with another Ajahn, not in the forest tradition. And she said, "I've been meditating, and it's all about making your mind empty, right?" He said, "No. The mind needs work to do. It needs to occupy itself. Because otherwise, if your mind is empty, it's like leaving the door to your house open and anybody can walk in." So occupy yourself with the breath. Occupy your body. Make this your space. You make it this way with your breath. And then also with dealing with the thoughts in your mind. First with the breath, think of the breath as a whole body process. The Buddha talks about different aspects of the wind element in the body. One is the in and out breath. And then there are lots of other breaths in the body. The breath energy that goes up, breath energy that goes down. You'll notice this as you breathe in. Sometimes when you breathe in, it feels like the energy is being pulled up. Other times it feels like it's settling down. And you may notice that if you sit here pulling, pulling, pulling up for a whole hour, you're going to get a headache. If you do nothing but down, down, down for the whole hour, you got sluggish. So think of varying the direction of where the energy is going so that things are balanced. One way to do that is to think of another aspect of the breath energy, which the Buddha says goes through all the limbs of the body. Think of the body as having openings in every direction, like a sponge. As you breathe in, the breath energy is coming in from all directions. You're not pulling it in from in front of you. You're allowing it to seep in from all around, top, bottom, front, back, left, right. Imagine a line in the middle of the body, running from the middle of the head down to the base of the spine. And the breath energy comes into that line, goes out of that line. This way you sweep out the space of the body. Any patterns of tension you may feel in any part of the body, allow them to be dissolved by the breath. And any patterns of tension that you associate with the in-breath, allow them to be dissolved by the breath as well. Think of yourself floating here, saturated with breath energy. And see if you can maintain that sense, maintain that perception. Other thoughts will come in, sounds will come past, but you don't have to pay them any mind. A sense of light appears, a vision of, sometimes of your own body appears. Don't pay these things any mind. If there's a vision of white light, you can bring it into the body because it's soothing, refreshing. But the main principle is you don't want to leave the body. You don't want to leave the body unoccupied because otherwise you don't know what kind of energies are going to come in. You don't have to think about spirits or anything. Just think about being around other people. If you're not occupying the energetic space of your body, other people's energy will come in. And you may pick up some strange things from them. So make sure that the breath energy fills the body. Try to keep your awareness filling the body too. And you can start cleaning out the mind. When thoughts come into the mind, learn how to not get attached to them, especially the negative ones. You want the positive ones right now, the ones that are encouraging you. Keep at it, keep at it, you can do it. ones that say, I've been doing this for how many years now and I don't have much to show for it, just let that go past. That's a small-minded thought going through your mind. You're working on establishing something solid, and you don't want these little things to come in and destroy it. So learn how not to believe everything you think. Just because an idea comes in doesn't mean that it's necessarily your idea. Remember John Lee's image of all the different consciousnesses in your body, or around your body, come in and permeate in your blood vessels and get into your brain. But just because a thought comes through the mind doesn't mean that it's your thought. He says any thought that's not in your best interest, you can say, that's not me, that's not mine. Let it go. It doesn't matter where you picked it up. You picked it up years back from something somebody said, and it somehow got lodged in your mind. Well, here's a good chance to dislodge it. See it come up, see it go away. Learn to recognize that it's not something that you want. Don't let it occupy your space. This principle is good protection all around. There was a woman who came to the monastery one time. She was a friend of one of the cooks in the kitchen. And the woman who was the cook told us one before the friend came that this woman had a problem. Every time she sat and meditated, she would start shaking. She was hoping that a John Fung would be able to cure it. So the woman came, and sure enough, she started shaking as she meditated. And John Fung had a student who was quite psychic. He said, check out, see what's happening with her. And the woman looked in her meditation, and she saw these two very vicious beings behind the woman shaking her. And she tried to stop them, and they turned on her. It scared her so much that she ran out of the jetty where we're meditating, threw up, came back and told John Fung what had happened. He said, you fool, you didn't protect yourself first. Before you deal with anything like that, one, fill your body with breath energy. If you have a sense of light, fill the body with light. Then spread goodwill. No matter how much you like or dislike the being, just spread lots and lots of goodwill. And then ask them the question, what they want, and why they were doing this. And so the woman did that in her meditation, and she got the message that the woman who was shaking had been the child of these two beings in a previous lifetime, and she'd killed her parents. And the parents were after her. They were afraid that if she meditated, she'd get away. And something very interesting. The woman asked, what would this woman be able to do to make you stop doing this? And they'd say, build a Buddha image and dedicate the mirror to us. Well, so happened, we were building a Buddha image at the monastery at the time. And so when the woman reported this to John Fung, he said, don't say a word to her. It'll sound like we're trying to make money out of your psychic powers. So I had to leave the woman. We found out later, several years later, someone did invite her to make a Buddha image, and the shaking did stop. But the takeaway from that is if you're dealing with any kind of outside energy, fill your body first with your energy. Don't let anybody else inhabit you. And if you're dealing with something dangerous or something you feel is uncanny, fill your body with your energy and spread lots of goodwill. And John Fung had to deal with spirit possessions a couple times, and as he told me, he hadn't learned any techniques for driving spirits out. His technique was always lots of goodwill. But again, you have to have your protection first along with the goodwill. There was a case of a woman I knew who was suddenly possessed by a really nasty spirit. And another one of the Johns that I knew had tried to chase the spirit out, and the spirit just laughed at him. said, I've seen you break this precept and that precept, I'm not afraid. And nothing a John or any of his students could do to get rid of the spirit. They asked to see if a John Fuang would come. He did. And as he told me, he just sat there and spread goodwill for a minute and the spirit was gone. So goodwill has its power. If you're firm enough in your concentration and firm enough in your ability to protect yourself through your own occupation of the body. Now this may all sound strange. After all, we're supposed to think that the body's not ourselves. We're supposed to not have any sense of me in here. But that's a mistake. You need a good, solid sense of yourself to protect yourself from other energies. It helps you peel away all your unhealthy senses of self. It's not like you have only one self. We all have lots and lots of selves. It's like we have a whole stable inside. Different horses that we ride for different occasions. And we've got to clean out the stables. And to do that, you have to have one really good horse and a really good worker. And send the other horses packing. Because without that sense of you having a good, strong sense of a healthy, skillful identity, these other identities are going to take over. They're going to maintain their old power. Here you are trying to change the balance of power inside, so you try to train your skillful intentions to be as solid as possible. And when they've done their work, then you can put them aside and put them out to pasture. As long as the work isn't done, you need somebody to do the work. And that sense of the healthy self does get strengthened by having a place that it can occupy, being able to occupy the whole body. The sense of spaciousness, the sense of well-being, the sense of strength and solidity that come from that. Will enable you to do the work.